Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that. But whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah!
All right, everybody, get your heads right. It is a Tuesday morning. It is good to be back in the Corona Cave. It's good to be back on 97.3 The Fan. And soon I'll be reunited with my partner, Ben Higgins. Comes in a little bit later every day. Been chopping it up with Paulie Reindel, P.T. Reindel, our executive producer, who one week from today, Paulie will be back to work. He will be a married man. Congratulations, Paulie. You have exactly what?
4 days.
5 more days of freedom.
Four
more days of freedom.
Trust me, I'm keeping track.
Yeah, I was thinking about doing a virtual bachelor party, but then I thought, well, that would be awful. It would be the worst idea in the history of the world to do a virtual bachelor party. That's one that you need to do in person. That's one that you really don't want social distancing for. You want to be all together, whatever it is you choose to do. So we'll just table the bachelor party for now. It will happen. It's definite. That's a promise. We will get that done at some point. I hope everybody had a great weekend. We certainly had a long weekend. We were off on Friday. We were off yesterday. And I got to tell you, man, I know everybody's in agreement on this. We needed it. We needed it bad. I feel a billion times better than I did last week at this time. Just needed it, man. Had been grinding really hard since the end of the year last year and the beginning of this year. And you know, obviously the hard work that we all put into this show is paid off. It's been great. But, man, it just got to the point where it was like, bro, I'm frazzled and fried. And to be able to recharge the batteries, I feel a billion times better. And I know, Paulie, you're in that same boat.
I had to remind myself that it was okay to be a lazy turd this weekend. Now, look, yeah, we've all kind of been pretty lazy most weekends for the last couple of months. But, I mean, this weekend in particular, I mean,
yeah,
there was a night I think I slept like 10, almost 11 hours on Friday
fantastic,
night. Like,
man. It's fantastic.
1 to 2 naps a day. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is wrong with me? Because on a typical weekend, I'm like, all right, let's go. I got to do something. I got to
– right.
I can't just sleep all day, but this weekend in particular, I was just like, hey, it's okay. I need to recharge the batteries. And, dude, I woke up this morning with like a pep in my step. I bounced right out of bed. I was ready to go.
It was neat. You know, I woke up, you know, probably about 7 on Friday and just went to Twitter. And it still amazes me. Like, we talked about it every single day last week, and we tweeted about it 100 times that we were going to be off. And I got 40 DM. Dude, is everything all right? Because the way the radio business is, you just never know. One day you're listening to your favorite show. The next day they're gone. It happens all the time. And, you know, I looked at my wife. I go, look at this. I go, it's like not even worth it to take a day off. People are mad. And she goes, hey, you know what? Better that they're mad than you don't get anything. And I'm like, I know. You're absolutely right. But, man, it was.
At least they weren't happy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I saw one guy. I saw one. Of course I did. I saw one guy on the 97.3 Twitter. I guess they were running Pat McAfee during our show, and I like Pat McAfee's show. He's fine. I mean, he's a national show. They're like, dude, this guy's great. Leave him on in the mornings. I'm like, F you, dick. You know, it's just like, whatever. But other than that, man, everyone missed us, and that feels good to be missed. So we are back. I'm off to a rough start this morning. Really a rough weekend electronically for me, Paul, and I'll explain. I bought these, the AirPods for your ears. Now, at first I thought, man, these things look kind of douchey. But, I mean, what really doesn't look douchey that you wear? So if you have the big Beats headphones and you work out in those, I think you look kind of like a clown.
See, I thought the same thing about the AirPods, and then now enough people have them where it's normalized, and I just got some, I don't know, a week or two ago. They're the best purchase I've had in a long time.
I'm not like Johnny Apple. Like, I'm not like, oh, the new Apple's coming out, I gotta get it. But like, I like their products mostly because they're pretty easy to use. The iPod, in my opinion, was the single greatest achievement in technology ever. Now, it's obsolete now because we have it all on our phone, okay? But I thought the iPod at the time, as a guy that used to lug those big old CD cases around everywhere I went, the iPod was the greatest invention of my lifetime, ever. And I don't think it'll ever be topped. Then these AirPods came out. And I put them in, and I'm like, oh, my God. Not only do they stay in when I'm running or boxing in my garage, like, they're just phenomenal. The quality's great. I love everything about them. I've now lost my second pair. My first pair went belly up. They broke. They're like unfixable. I've tried every fix in the book. So I'll be taking those back at some point and getting a refund or an exchange, whatever, once the Apple store opens again. I'm not going to go ship it and like write a letter and all that crap. Once Apple opens, I'm going to march in there. Hey, I want new ones, right? But I lost my earpods this weekend. I'm normally very good about putting them in. I put them in. I went down for coffee. I was reading a book. I haven't seen them since. They say they're connected on my phone. They're not. I can't find them. All right, so they're gone. I've turned the house upside down. So I lost those in my home. And I'm so mad because I love them so much. And then this morning, I sat down here in the Corona Cave getting ready to take on the day, and I fumbled around with my coffee cup. It's got a lid on it, but some coffee came out of the hole all over my laptop. And I'm like, mother of God, this is how I'm starting this week? Like, maybe just hand me a bill for like $900, you know, because I have to get a new laptop at some point. My laptop's from 1987 as it is. It's probably time. Maybe I did it subconsciously, but I've spilled coffee in my laptop. I poured it out. I wiped it down. It hasn't, you know, gotten jacked up yet, but I know it's coming. I know it's coming. It's going to freeze or something. That's
how often
do
you use a laptop? Would you just go maybe get a nice tablet and just use that instead?
No, I can't do the tablet. The tablet, and I have a tablet, but it's not the same. I need, like, the keyboard. I use my laptop now because we're in the Corona Cave, and we're going to be here, from what I understand, for a while. We're going to be – I think Entercom's being very careful about who they're letting back in the studio and when and why. And I'm okay with that. This is a really nice setup we have here. I'm not complaining. Would I love to be back in the studio? Yeah, I would. But I'm not going to complain. Got a job. Very happy. The show's doing well. But the laptop is something I use quite a bit. And so, yes, I will need at some point to get a new laptop. My wife, I know she's listening. She's rolling her eyes right now. Babe, I'm sorry. I did not do it on purpose. But I'm going to have to get a new. I know. I'm going to have to get a new laptop at some point. So I'll probably end up buying some, you know, refurbished one like you recommended, place in North Park that you've gone to. I'll probably go down and check that out if they're open. Maybe order one online. I don't know. But yeah, it's a pricey endeavor. You know it is. And I've already ordered new earpods. My wife's gonna kill me. But I have to have them. I can't go back. I have the plug in, the ones that plug in this morning. I can't go back.
Yeah,
it's like driving a covered wagon and somebody's like, hey, try this. This is a Honda Accord. And you're like, whoa, this thing drives like a dream. Right?
No, they're phenomenal. And, you know,
they're phenomenal.
When you're doing between one and four Zoom meetings a day, like now,
they just connect
automatically, whether it's your phone or my laptop. They connect right away. I'm able to talk through them. They are so nice.
Yeah, so everything's working. Twitter's working right now. I see Tony Bubbles. He's always up listening at this time. He says, no, I do not want to get up, but he is listening to Ben and Woods. Tony, get your ass out of bed, okay? Get your ass out of bed. Tackle the day. Fun time's over, right? Holiday's over. Vacation's over. I had such a relaxing weekend. I want to tip my hat to my lovely wife, Hannah, who really understood that, hey, homie needs some rest this weekend. Was great. Allowed me to nap, to read books. She was great. We got to spend some quality time together. It's a little inappropriate, Paul.
When you say quality time, I mean, how quality are we talking?
It's pretty quality, I gotta say. Pretty, 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 pretty quality. You know what I mean. Love you. Love you, babe. Right on. Yeah, it was a great weekend. Just a lovely, lovely weekend. My son was a delight for 80% of the time. It's the best you can ask with a 2-year-old. So yeah, it was really nice. But I feel pretty, you know, I feel pretty recharged, ready to get back. Was expecting a lot more sports news over the weekend. We kind of made the joke last week that, all right, well, we're off Friday, so you know that baseball is going to come back. The Padres are going to trade for, you know, Garrett Cole or something, and we're going to be sitting at home on our thumbs waiting to get back to work. Nah, wasn't the case. As we sat down yesterday for our meeting. So, how's everybody doing? Good weekend? Ben, you watched the golf? Cool, we can talk about that. I'm going to watch that Lance Armstrong documentary. All right, well, we'll see you guys tomorrow. I mean, we're still in that mode where there's just not a lot going on right now. And we really kind of expected something to pop over the weekend. It didn't. That being said, this week is going to be massive. Make sure you are here at Ben and Woods, as I know you will be every single day, because if and when something happens in the game of baseball or hockey or the NBA, man, we're going to have you dialed in because this is the week. Like, this is the week. It's kind of, it's time to, you know, S or get off the pot, I think, for a lot of these leagues. And we fully expect something to happen. So as we launch into the week, wanted to just remind everybody again, all the ways you can listen. You can listen. If you've got a laptop that doesn't have coffee in it, you can listen right there on your laptop. Yeah, you get the radio.com app. You can listen on your phone. If you've got a smart television, you can go into like Roku, Fire Stick. You can find us there. I'm not unfamiliar with how to do that, but you can figure it out, I'm sure. And you can always listen on the radio as well. So we really appreciate you any way you listen. Makes us feel very good, and it makes us feel wanted. And we, as radio hosts, are insecure by nature. So thank you for weighing in. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for tweeting in. We do appreciate your feedback as well. So we'll get to the bottom of everything that's happened and whatnot. Another big weekend for me, though. A life-changing weekend, Paulie, in that I am now an official member of the clergy. And as people, if you've been listening to the show, Paul Reindl, our producer, getting married on Saturday to his lovely bride, Megan, and they will tie the knot in a Zoom wedding this coming Saturday. I will be the officiant. So they asked me to get, you know, certified as a clergy member. Well, I did, and I got my packet. So I've got a card in my wallet. I've got a clip on that goes to, like my shirt that says clergy on it. Amazing. That I'll be taking that everywhere, everywhere. If I go in to get a sandwich and there's a line, I'll have my clergy badge on. Oh, father, go ahead. I can't decide if I want to be father or brother. I think I need to start with brother. I know Megan's mom called me Deacon Woods, which I like that a lot, too. Deacon is pretty solid. But, yeah, it feels good. Feels good. A lot of hard work, you know, studying the scriptures and whatnot to get my clergy certification. I'm going to officiate the hell out of this wedding. I'll tell you that on Saturday. I'm very nervous. Got to write a couple of things, but I think it'll be good. Going to do the rehearsal. Paulie's asking me to come do a rehearsal on Friday. So this is a big deal. I mean, this is, you know, you only get married 1, 2, 3 times in your life, Paulie.
Right.
You want to make sure that you knock it out of the park.
The first one's right? Got to be done as best as possible.
First one's got to be done as well as first one for both of you. So yeah, you want to make sure this is great.
Well, it's funny, like anytime I talk to my mom, she's just kind of like, oh, maybe just do this, or you know, you don't really need to do that, just do this. And I'm like, mom, everything that you're telling me, she's like, well, this is what we did. I'm like, yeah, that was your second wedding. Like, that was, right. You two got on a plane,
yeah, trial and
went
error.
To Hawaii and had some guy in Hawaii just marry you on a beach. Like, that sounds great for your second
wife. Well, I think I did make Paul's fiance mad over the weekend. She had, we had a group text going on. She goes, "Ugh, I wish we were just going to elope." And I go, "Yeah, I told you to elope." She never wrote back.
Oh, trust me.
Six weeks.
There's been multiple things over the last few weeks as we've been kind of putting the final touches on some planning where she just goes,
I effed this one up,
didn't I? Like, yeah. you were right.
Yeah,
like,
you were right.
And I just yell across the room. I'm sorry, what was that?
I told you. Say it into this microphone. Say it into this microphone.
You were right.
I do have a question.
Yeah.
So I noticed on Twitter that, well, I noticed that you guys are asking for RSVPs, right?
I mean, kind of.
Okay, well, why do you need an RSVP?
We just need to know how many, a rough a number of how many people are going to be in
on
the
Zoom
meeting.
Is there a limit?
We do have a limit.
Okay, all right. That's, now I know. I want to clarify these things. Obviously, it's the first go-around on a virtual wedding for any of us, and I just wanted to make sure. Have you guys started to receive gifts yet?
Yes, we have. We had a Amazon and a Target registry.
Okay.
And, yeah, we've been getting, like, two or three packages a day for the last week or so.
Are you opening them as they come?
We are. I mean, look, we have a small house, and we have one recycle bin outside, so I am opening these cardboard Amazon boxes, which they pack, like, I don't know. It's a knife set, which isn't a huge box. They'll put it inside of a giant Amazon box, and then it's a box inside of the box. So you got a lot of cardboard. I'm like, just get it out of here, because otherwise we won't be able to walk in this place.
Can you – now, you guys haven't taken any of my advice yet at all, not one bit. Will you take this advice and at least pass it to your lovely bride-to-be? Write your thank you notes now as they come.
That's a good call.
I'm telling you. It's the worst day of your life, the writing of the thank you notes.
Unfortunately, I think the plan is everybody that sends us a gift or attends the wedding is going to get a physical card in the mail with a wedding photo on it.
Okay.
That we are paying a photographer to be there on Saturday.
Right.
So we kind of have to wait for all that. We are saving the receipts with, oh, this is who sent that. This is who sent this thing.
Bro, it's a nightmare.
Yeah.
You can send out a thank you note before they get the card, though. I'm telling you. The day of the thank you note writing is it's hell on it. You will be like, we shouldn't have done this. We should have just stayed dating. We should have just stayed dating. If I had known we had to do this, we should have just dated and never gotten married. But then you don't get the gift. So at any rate, a lot more to talk about today. We do open phones next. I really like the open phone segments most days. I like when people call in. I want to hear about your weekend. I want to hear about what's going on, how you're feeling, you know, anything, man. Opinions of the show, what we can do better, what we can do worse. It doesn't matter. Just call us, 833-288-0973. I'm in a good mood. Let's get lubed up together. Don't be afraid to call. We're not going to be mean. Let's have some fun, man. 833-288-0973. We'll do open phones coming up next right here on Ben and Woods. Let's get our first check of traffic, though, with the great Kelly Danick right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.